Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being white Michael Jackson.
Oh, man.
You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live if you're listening on one of our affiliates. Simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. Number to call, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip.
Yeah.
Joe will be here in about an hour, give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the show tonight, the latest list of words banished by Lake Superior State University. We do this every year. I was with so much going on this year, I was a little late to the dance.
Oh, that's okay.
But we always enjoy doing this.
Yes. So
going through the words and putting our own little creative spin on it.
Yes.
We'll take a cyber question from a fan. A movie where Michael Jackson is played by a white person is removed before we ever get to see it. let's see. Oh, a Saturday Night Live writer is fired.
Yeah.
Over a tweet. And we'll interview a woman who used her car as a flotation device. And, of course, Anne Jackson. So lots to do tonight. So we were having our show before the show, Pip.
Yeah, we were.
We were having a gay old time, and then we had to interrupt it for this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we got to do a show. We have to talk in front of people now.
Is there anything that we were talking about that is worthy of the ears of our fine fans?
I think the whole thing that we were starting to talk about hypocrisy was interesting.
All right. So bring us back.
All right. So we were starting to talk about how I believe that there's a little bit of hypocrisy in every person. And you were adamantly suggesting
that's a very strong word.
I
was not
strongly
stamping my feet.
No. There wasn't stomping, but not much of a foot stamper. But you were pretty strongly defending yourself against this charge.
That I'm a hypocrite?
Yeah.
Well, you got to where am
I? I wasn't saying necessarily, yeah, you are because of this, but I think that everyone has moments where they're hypocritical.
I told you the one example is, you know, I hate Tom Brady. But I'd be happy if he was my quarterback. that's my level of hypocrisy.
Yeah, I didn't bring up the subject to level charges at you necessarily.
A little bit leveling.
No, not at all.
I feel some leveling.
No, you
feel a little leveled.
You
feel
immediately
a little leveled.
Jumped to I am not, and I was like, I wasn't.
Which is the proper stance when one is trying to be leveled.
I was not leveling you.
Yeah, a little leveling.
I think that I'm a hypocrite in
you
certain
most certainly
aspects.
Are.
Oh yeah, what do you got?
How are you a hypocrite?
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I really don't pay that much attention to you.
That's honest.
You know, really, three and a half hours a week is all I can stand.
And then it's like, oh, just go.
So on. To really get in the nuance of how you're a failure as a human being.
Wow, that's even deeper than being a hypocrite.
Oh, I'm hurtful.
I'm hurtful.
I'm leveling back. I will raise the foundation that is Pip Helix. Scorched earth, bitch.
Really?
No,
palm.
No, I don't know how. I mean,
well, one of the things is that I will get very upset about a particular thing, but then I am on the fence myself about a lot of different things. So sometimes I'll have a really strong opinion one day, and the next day I'm like, I don't know if I feel as strong about that.
You're
today.
A flip-flopper. That's not a hypocrite, though. That's a flip-flopper. That's a spineless jellyfish.
Yeah.
You're going to make a good politician.
I don't think so. I don't want, as we were saying, I'm not good at going and getting funds. Like,
no.
I cannot get funding.
But I have my core values.
Yeah.
Now that my values are obviously not everybody else's values,
right.
But I even posted on my Facebook page. The interesting thing about the whole conservative liberal thing is, because mm-hmm. they're so intertwined, and you know, there's so many things that go cross brand.
Yes, of course.
That you can honestly see where some people are just rooting for their team.
Yeah.
And some people actually have morals. And I'm always like, if the left does something wrong, I'm like, well, that's pretty shady.
Right.
And the right, I'm like, I am consistent with that. I have my core value of beliefs.
Yeah.
So therefore,
yeah.
I don't think I'm hypocritical at all. Like, I can't remember a political argument where we had where I said, well, that doesn't count. Like, you know,
no backs.
Yeah. Like, I don't do that.
No. Well, I didn't mean necessarily. About
all right. Well,
that.
Maybe here's how I'm hypocritical.
Okay.
Maybe. Like. All right. Like, I like for there to be strong women.
Uh-huh.
I like strong women.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, it'd be nice if the wife was a little weaker.
That's interesting. Well,
because it's exhausting.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I feel like Kellyanne Conway.
How?
How much do I have to put up to make this put a bright shiny face on this shit?
That's true.
No,
that's
I mean, I guess that would be my hypocrisy. If there, but again, I realize those are my issues.
Yeah.
So I bite my tongue. Right. I just and roll my eyes.
It's like you're being a little too strong today.
Like I understand how I feel about it, but I don't act on my hypocrisy. So I think that makes it fine.
It's much more tolerable. It's like, there's Dunross. Hello, Dunross.
Hello,
haven't seen
Dunross.
You in a while.
Hey, pal.
Sorry for me interrupting.
He's very happy the Knicks won last night.
Oh, there you go. That's why he's a...
He's a happy camper.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a good thing to be.
Sure.
Happy for your team to win. Why not?
Sure. I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan. I don't know happiness.
I don't know happiness. But I don't think that there's necessarily... you were saying the difference between thinking hypocritical thoughts and not acting on them.
I think a lot of terrible things, but I don't act on them.
Right. I think that, as soon as the thought police come in, I am locked up forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that might be coming.
It might be coming.
Mike Pompeo wants to do some more NSA tracking. Because when the Obama administration got caught with their hands in the cooking jar, they started rolling back on that.
Yeah.
But Mike Pompeo's named CIA director. He's like all for that. So the thought police might not be too far away. But hey, Cheap Trick will be relevant, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I like that.
That's the dream police.
Yeah, I know, the dream police. But thought police, dream police, it's the same idea, you know, that somebody's going to come after for you what you're thinking. I mean...
I think if you don't act on your hypocrisy, then you're not a hypocrite.
I like I'm saying, is the thought police come after you, then we're all in trouble. But
well, you already think we're all in trouble. You already think we're all hypocrites.
No, I think that there's...
You highfalutin bitch.
I think that there's a hypocritical part of every person.
You've known me for years, and you are much more interested in me than I am in you. So where is my hypocrisy?
You know what?
You've never seen it. It is not there.
Well, everybody has a moment where it's like... You know,
a moment? Everybody has a moment of weakness.
Yeah, well, somebody who's like, especially when driving, so you're yelling somebody's an asshole for doing something, and then you go ahead and do it yourself. It's like, oopsie.
No. I recognize that they're an asshole. I also recognize that other people probably think I'm an asshole. It doesn't make me hypocritical because I'm incredibly self-aware.
And
me realizing they're an asshole, I'm not influencing their behavior. I'm not like pulling them over and they get out of the car and we have a heartfelt conversation about them cutting me off. And then a couple miles down the road, I do that to somebody else. No, I'm just furious, and they're going on in their little life, and now somebody else is in the way, and I need to cut them off. It's not hypocritical. I'm aware of what's going on.
Oh, so you're just an asshole.
Yes! I never said I wasn't that. I'm just not a hypocrite.
I just think that everybody has those moments. There are bigger hypocrites by far and little tiny ones, but everybody has a little bit of it.
But no, I don't think that's true.
Well...
Because there's good people like me.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Where have I been? For instance, with this show, have I ever asked you guys to do something that I wouldn't do myself? No. The answer is no.
Yeah. No, I can't think of any examples.
Have you ever asked me, have you ever seen me ask a comic to do something that I wouldn't do myself?
I wouldn't know.
But as far as like showing up on time, this, that, the other thing.
Oh, no.
Playing by certain rules.
Have
you ever seen me raise my child in a way that I don't act?
Well, see, now it's funny that you like went for this, like defending yourself.
Most certainly did.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not.
Because you're an uppity bitch.
I was just saying that, you know, everybody has those moments, but you're one of the less hypocritical people that I know.
Thank you.
I think
you're just backpedaling.
No, I think everybody has moments.
But you can't name a fucking moment.
Well, because
then you just, what are you just throwing shit out? What is this, an alternative fact?
No, I think so.
We're getting some Pippi Alex alternative facts.
Next week I'll come back with ways that you've been hypocritical.
Now you have homework.
I do. I'll have to think about everything I know.
I don't think you can find a way that I've been hypocritical in any of our dealings or any of your observations of me. Just because, like I said, I'm an asshole.
I mean, I wasn't sitting there like making a case against you,
I think
I
you
can't
were.
Think of anything
listen,
off the top of my head.
Listen, I'm an asshole. But one of my better qualities is I am extremely self-aware.
It's like, I know what an asshole I am.
And maybe that makes me a bigger asshole because I'm aware of myself being an asshole.
And you don't stop.
That's possible. But I'm not hypocritical about it.
No, you're not.
I am very self-aware of all that is this.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, I know that there's things that I don't know necessarily if this is the best example. It's like I'm trying to make examples, and they're all going to come out like Alanis Morissette trying to think of examples of ironing. But
well, I think she had a team of writers.
Yeah, she probably did, and they still came up with things that were metaphors rather than ironing. But
ironic, don't you think?
A little. Mm. I mean, like one of the things that I was thinking about is that I was thinking about the policies that of the right that were upsetting me, because there's so many things that like in the first couple of days they're like rolling back all the things that I think are important or trying to.
You know, here's
announcing.
Here's hypocrisy, and I know this. This is why I didn't comment on
it.
Whenever the right is in power. The left is like, look at all these executive orders. And it's like the same thing when the other side. Like, everybody always bitches about executive orders.
Oh, yeah. No,
and that's why I haven't complained about, well, he's signing to his little heart's content. Because I knew at the end, I mean, Obama actually used the least executive orders, I think they did.
At the end?
No, just in recent years, like through his administration.
Right,
including
right.
The end.
I saw a chart of that, but
right. But it's like I don't really comment on it because they all do it.
They all do it.
So that's why I'm not going to be a hypocrite and start bitching about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one of the things that is wince-worthy when somebody that you admire and basically has your same political ideals does something disappointing. Like I was talking with you off the air about Cory Booker, and that, you know, Mr. Helix and I were saying that it was disappointing that he voted recently in some legislation that was pro-Big Pharma rather than the other side. And I understand that New Jersey in particular has a lot of pharmaceutical companies located in there. Their
if
physical plants
here, we need
are
it.
There. Yeah, I mean, yes, everybody. I am medicated for your protection. I'm not necessarily against pharmaceuticals, but I am wary of how much that's taken over a lot of people's mindset and think what they think their abilities are to be able to live. I happen to know for a fact that Prozac kept me on the planet. I'm grateful for that. But I'm
Thank
you, Prozac. But I'm also not going to say that everything that everybody is pushed. Like I see all these pharmaceutical ads on television, and I'm like, really? We need to take drugs for that too now?
Listen, you need an erection just like I do.
I do, and I like to have a good healthy one.
Yeah, you know? A healthy girthy erection.
Well,
that's what you
possible.
like if you were going to run for office, that would be your policy.
The
girthy healthy
deserves...
erection in everybody's pants.
Yes.
There's your platform,
and that's
which oddly enough would be held up by girthy, healthy erections.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, I understand. I think it's something everybody could get behind or in front. You could enjoy it many ways.
Yeah, whichever way you want.
Exactly. I'd vote for it.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not absolutely against pharmacy, but I'm just saying that it seems like every politician. Takes money from corporations.
They're all hypocrites.
Thank you, and here we come round.
But those are politicians.
They're politicians, and it's so disappointing because there can't ever, by virtue of the fact that they're politicians, there is never one person that you could look at and say, you, 100%, walk in your talk.
Because of the system, the way it's set
Bernie,
up.
Bernie seemed to be the closest I've seen in a long time.
And then people are always a hypocrite for being out there with Hillary. And I'm like, well, that's just the game.
No,
man.
That's the game.
Do you hear the things the Republicans said about Trump?
Oh.
And then they were out there for him. They said, well, yeah. you do that. You put your team before your morals.
You do sometimes because you're sometimes saying that what I have – I'm trying to accomplish a bigger goal, and if this is the way that we're going to push it across the goal line, this is what I have
to
do.
Well, there's the justification.
And it's a sickening justification because I really, really like Bernie, and I didn't want.
He still can. He likes you. Big fan.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're close. a little closer than Mr. Helix is comfortable with, but you know.
Hang into.
Every once in a while, I want to go up and visit the Mecca where Ben and Jerry's is made, and so Bernie and I go out. It's really just we're close friends.
Keep
That's
it platonic.
All. Yeah, yeah. We keep it platonic.
Gotcha.
You know. Bernie, Ben & Jerry's maple syrup. It's a good place.
Sounds kinky.
It can be.
Sure.
Especially when I'm showing up with my big girthy erection.
If you're a politician, you
it's almost
you
part
have
of
to be hypocrites. Part
it's
of
almost game. Part of the job.
It is part of the job.
But it's so disappointing that this is the best we can do. Is the best we can do is be led by people who are by definition hypocrites.
But then again, see, you got somebody like me. I'm not a hypocrite. I could never put myself in that position.
You could never be elected because you say things, you know, I mean.
Well, there's a lot of I say awful things.
You say awful things.
I'm Jewish.
Well, and that shouldn't be a reason.
But
God damn it, that shouldn't be a
reason.
I think
we found kind of is.
I know. I mean, how many years?
My parents always said that, and they were right. Another reason, as I told you before the year, because I was talking about running for office, I brought it up to my wife, and she was like all for it, you know, just on a very small level.
Yeah.
State
local.
Senator. Yeah, she doesn't want me to be president because we didn't sign up for that. So I could solve all of your problems. Theoretically, I could be that transcendental.
Transcendental.
That's
yeah.
the word?
That works.
No, fuck it. Sure. I could be that political figure that could make it all better. Bring the left and right together. The blacks and the whites. The Apaches and the Pueblos.
Okay.
Sure, why not? I could be the one to bring everybody together, but my wife goes, no, you're not.
Yeah.
We need you here.
Well, but then again.
Who's going to make dinner?
These are very important concerns. She's very direct.
Think about it. My wife is robbing all of you people of a better living, better life, happiness, less worries, less stress in your life, a better economy.
Let's be realistic. The things that we say on this show alone are enough to like string us all up in the front yard.
No, I've talked about that before. I would just own it all.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, after what we've seen this year, all bets are off. I have not said anything nearly horrible enough.
I know. You know what? You're right. I mean, really, how much do you have to push the envelope to be considered unimaginably not qualified?
If anything, we've learned I've never been more qualified.
By that token, and everybody knows how many miles I've done on the Shinks couch, I'm qualified.
Yeah, well, there you go. But, yeah, so if your life sucks for the rest of your lives, blame my wife. Her fucking fault. That's why it is.
Well, you know.
I could have been there for you people.
I'm going to have to talk to her about this.
No, maybe you should. Maybe you should. But maybe I'm not a strong leader to go, you know what? No, I'm doing this. Or maybe I'm just a sensitive guy respecting a woman's power. I don't know. You could spin it either way. But either way, you fuckers are losing out.
Oh,
and you know
this.
What?
You're already a politician. You're spinning it anyway.
Oh, I can spin, baby. I can sit and spin. I can put it on a finger. I can spin.
Whoa, wait a minute. Let's
I'm
back
a spinner.
Up. I want to hear more about
my
that.
My favorite group from the 60s and 70s?
Spinners. I thought it was the Spin Doctors.
I don't like the dice. I like spinning.
The roulette, but not Russian roulette.
No.
No.
No, because I'm an American, God damn it. And nobody's going to. No way. If you look into my administration, the Cat Maui, you will see that there are no Russian ties.
Well, you know what?
She's not a Russian blue. She's a goddamn American tortoiseshell tabby.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
And I'm not going to let God in your White House, because God doesn't belong in your White House. He belongs in your heart. That's where God belongs, in your heart.
Yes.
Not in the people's business.
Right.
And I'm the people's champion.
I wholeheartedly believe that.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do. I believe in an absolute separation of church and state.
But
it's
isn't it
all
sad?
Garbled up.
Isn't it sad that the missus is keeping me from delivering our country to the promised land? It's a little sad.
To the promised land.
I mean,
yeah, I think the fact that you're even talking about the promised land is the real thing that's going to keep you back from being the president.
Why is that?
Because what we were talking about before, do you know how long we had a black president? You know how long it's going to take to have a Jewish president?
Well, we'll see what happens.
It's ridiculous, but it's true.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll convert.
You will not.
I'd probably run as the first agnostic president.
I know that. Because
here's the beauty of me. I know I don't know shit. I'm not like the guy who we have now who has a very good brain because he told us so and knows a lot. I know. I don't know shit. And isn't that refreshing?
But you use all the good words.
Like shit.
Yeah. By the way, Lisa says in our chat room, well, you're her hero.
Thank you, Lisa.
I know. Well,
she just wants a cabinet position.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure that she would get one.
I'm pretty sure she would.
Yeah. Cherry or sure. Oak? Yeah, sorry. Sorry, we were talking about wood before I got carried away.
I like we were talking about before the show. There are elements of me that would be a damn good politician. But there are other elements of me where I would stink, so I would probably never get elected.
Well, one of the things that has been an unfortunate hallmark of being a politician is glossing over things and spinning things and basically bullshitting people.
Mr. Rosenblatt, what do you think of XYZ? I think it sucks.
That's going to be a problem.
How are you going to fix it? You know what? I'm not sure. But I know who I'm going to ask to help me fix it.
Right, right. But you know what? These would be great sound bites.
What?
All of these.
The whole show is nothing but sound bites.
I know.
All sound bites to bring down my aspiring political career. Because if the wife doesn't fucking stop it, you fuckers will. You're all against me. I got my tricky dick, my little Richard Nixon thing going. Everybody's against me.
Oh, God. Oh, can you speak into this lamp?
And the Donald Trump thing. You know. You know what it is? Because it's the dishonest chat room.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what's going on there. The dishonest chat room.
You know what? From now on, we're going to pick who can be in our chat room.
Exactly. Trying to spin this narrative about me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, it's unforgivable.
Crooked Lisa.
No, she was all behind.
No, Lisa's behind me. It's Crooked Joe's girl.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yes, it's Crooked Joe's girl.
Yeah, she didn't want to be behind
you. And Lion Tom.
Lion Tom. Yeah, I wish he was here to hear that because he would be sputtering.
Well, you can send him a message.
Well, Lisa's taking it. She says we're to blame.
See, already I'm bringing people together. They're owning up to things. See what I'm doing? Because too long, people have looked at the government to solve their problems. And here, within 30 seconds of my campaign, Lisa's going, you know what? I fucked up. I should do better. Now, sure, she's Canadian, but we're not going to let that affect us.
That's not going to stop her from being in the cabinet. We'll find a way.
She
decided on Pine, by the way.
Okay,
and I was like, not a Pine box, please. No,
I'm
going to
have an intergalactic presidency.
Intergalactic? not only on the planet? People, other alien beings?
I think they could use me.
I know how aliens use us.
No. See, that's the problem with you, Pip. You discriminate. You have these misconceptions.
No, I immediately go mentally to the anal probe.
You do, and that's not how we bring the universe together. It's just not how we do it.
Apparently, it is somebody's idea of how to bring the universe together.
An anal probe?
Yeah, because it seems like that's too prevalent in the mythology of the alien species. Coming to visit us.
Listen, ass play is always fun for everybody, but I don't.
No.
I don't want to put my fantasies onto a race of beings I haven't met yet.
Because
I don't want to be hypocritical.
That's true. Well, you see, you would not be the one. You would not be like Spock.
No, he's way too smart.
Not Spock. Kirk, because he's constantly getting flubbing over the Prime Directive because he wants to get at some green chick. And
well, that's a great thing. That's
why he's a hypocrite.
That's a great thing about Kirk.
That's a great thing about cock. That was an interesting Freudian slip.
Yeah, well, those are great too. The great thing about Kirk, he's always getting laid. But he's distracted. I've seen it in comedy. When comic sets get distracted by the hot girl when they're single and they start hitting on the girl in the middle of the show, that's what happened to Kirk. That's why we had to have other generations. Star Trek had to evolve because enough with the philandering. We get it. You're Mr. Horny Pants, but you have the Enterprise to run. Let's go. See, I will not be distracted or deterred. You know me. I'm a very single-minded person who can deal with a lot of extraneous bullshit. Yeah. And again, that's another platform
to
run.
Stop talking about me and Joe. He's not here to defend himself.
Joe knows what extraneous bullshit he is. Joe is fully aware of the extraneous bullshit he brings to the table. He's very aware of his extraneous bullshit.
Yes, I'm aware of my extraneous bullshit. It usually happens when I'm overtired and gets to the end of the show, and I cannot keep it together to get through a read.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, I know. I you know what? I can't. I get to a certain.
It's 9:59. Enough.
I'm done. Yeah. Well, but that's when I know I'm done. When all of a sudden I start hysterically laughing. Yes. That's usually
because it's nothing we said.
No.
Not here.
It's usually the sign that I'm overtired.
Yeah. Somebody needs a blanket.
Yeah, I do. So at that point, you should probably just like put me on the couch with a blanket and say, we'll wake you up in the morning.
We should do that probably at 6:30.
Yeah, I know. I needed a nap at 3:30 this afternoon.
Me too.
I'm getting old.
I've been up since 3 a.m., but nobody cares about that. I don't have time.
What? Oh, that's right. Snow.
No, but that's not why I was up.
Oh, okay.
Just took advantage of it a couple hours late. No, I didn't take advantage of the snow. That would be
ew.
That would be dirty.
Yeah.
I shoveled it. So not hypocritical.
Okay.
Would be a fine intergalactic leader, but you people and the wife are preventing it.
Yeah, we're sorry. Not sorry.
Well, it's a shame. So we're just going to have to deal with what we're currently dealing with.
Actually, to sort of a nap and a latte, Lisa said. I was instantly distracted from what you said.
They don't go together, a nap and a latte.
No, you know what I've done, though? Because I am impervious from caffeine at this point in my life. I have drunk a latte, which, of course, has a shot of espresso in it. And I will immediately be able to take a nap.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I have a cup of coffee at 7 p.m. I'll be up till 2:30 a.m. It's just true.
I know. Isn't that weird?
No, it sucks.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. You didn't do it.
I spiked your coffee. No, thought it was decaf. Mm. I found out that somebody was in the office was making decaf coffee, and I had been drinking it thinking that it was filleted. I was like, no wonder I'm so goddamn tired. I need my real caffeine. And he's making this pot of decaf for who? Who is
decaf is a bunch of bullshit. Because coffee, coffee's not taste that good.
No, look. There was a guy when I worked in a deli. The guy came in and he used to get decaf coffee with skim milk and sweetener. Fake coffee, fake sugar, fake milk, fake man. You just get real coffee, damn it. Why bother? Why not go drink it?
I'm with you. I don't drink. Well, I mean, because then you know if you have an alcoholism, you like the taste.
It doesn't taste that good, and it's
really
not that close to real beer.
It really
it's not good enough that... No, because now you're, like, kind of, like, teasing yourself. You're holding the carrot. You can get close to the carrot. You can't really have a bite. I hate that when that happens.
So we agree that the world is being deprived of me.
Of you? Yeah, there should be more you in the world.
No, not more me. if I keep eating, there will be. But there should be... I should be exposed more. I should be exposed now.
And we're back to the girthy talk.
If need be.
I should be exposed more.
You people need me exposed more. That's what it is.
Oh no. This is why you can't really get voted in.
I think I could. I think I
Anthony Weiner, anybody?
No, I think comedy would
Are
be
you Carlos Danger?
I am Carlos Danger. I think comedy would be used against me. But I would just like own and go, yeah, I say awful things, but that's my job.
Yeah, I know.
Think how good I am at that. Now imagine if I use those forces for good.
If people actually wanted an outlier that had a moral center and wanted to get things done, you'd be their man.
Thank you.
I don't think that people have realized that they want that. They are baffled by bullshit. They will listen to whoever will come along and say, I'm going to make your life better. And they don't.
People want daddy. And we have learned that. We learned it a lot with Obama. Because when Obama got elected the first time, a lot of it was cult of personality.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an element of the nation wanted to elect the first black president, so we felt good about ourselves.
Yeah.
There was an element of that.
Get rid of some white guilt.
A lot of it was, we have had enough of the Republicans because of Bush.
Ugh,
and yes. A lot of it was cult of personality.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, a lot of it is cult of personality.
Yeah.
And he's telling me, because he actually said it, I'm going to solve all your problems.
Yes.
He actually said it. One of his speeches, I alone.
I will never, ever, ever let you down. Who claims this?
Somebody wants to get laid the first time.
Right. I'll
love that. That is my move. That is my move. I bring you back to from like TGI Fridays where we like do like the 2 for $20.
Yeah.
You know, you get like 2 entrees and 2 apps or you split an app.
Yeah, but I don't think that's cheap.
Well, no. You're my constituency.
Good. Yes.
So I bring you back from TGI Fridays.
Right.
I bring you back to my place. We'll watch a little TV. It's getting a little late. You seem a little tense.
Netflix and chill?
No, a little. I gotta get to there, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I start to massage you. You know, first you're a little tense. Oh, I don't like where this is going. But you will, because the drugs will take place.
That's the kick in.
But you're still a little coherent. A little too cognizant for my liking.
What is the move? The roofie in that little parfait dessert that they get in some of those stores?
If I know the kitchen crew, yes.
Kicks in by the time you get home?
It's a mad rush home, but yeah, sure.
It's a mad rush home. Because you don't want to end up carrying somebody up the stairs.
No, that raises suspicion.
Well, and also, you're going to be like all tired out by the time you...
My cardio's pretty good. I mean, how many flights of stairs are we talking?
Oh, we're talking about one, maybe two flights of stairs. Unless you're just going to deal with the couch.
I mean, at some point,
I
might
otherwise.
Just grab you by your hair caveman style and just drag
and just
your
drag?
Ass.
Yeah.
I might. I mean, especially if there's like no neighbors around. But anyway.
But you're always running now you have to make sure that this is broad is going to eat the whole dessert because you can't be putting that in there and she only gets halfway through and goes, I'm full.
Do I look like the type of guy that would date a girl that can't eat a whole dessert?
No.
Do I strike you as that type
of person? Actually, no.
Eating is very important.
How? Because otherwise you might OD, and that's a fucking mess.
Oh God, no. We've all seen.
So we're on my bed because, as I've said many times, my fucking room is a mess. There's no place else to sit. That's the move. Somebody, the underwear has to go somewhere. Why not on the chair?
I thought the underwear was going off.
Well, yes, but this underwear was from this morning when I got changed and I was out there and I'm running late. So that's on the. So then, yeah, we're watching, you know, something entertaining like Anderson Cooper.
Well, she's out, so it doesn't matter if it's entertaining.
And she's like, and she's like, oh, I've only done this 33 other times.
And the other times were without the roofies.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know if I should do this. I've only done this 15 times on the first date.
We're discussing roofie lattes in the chat room, by the way.
Of course you are. Listen to my fucking story. Focus.
No, we're focusing. We can multitask.
So she's giving me this defensive bullshit. I could be a dick and just grab her by the pussy, but I'm not that type of guy.
Oh, no, you're gonna make your way in the honest way. You're going
to
earn it.
No, I just don't have the type of money to make those charges disappear. Again, right. Very self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And honestly, I wouldn't even know how you grab a pussy. I mean, are the fingers spread? Are fingers together?
I'm not really sure if we're going for like a bowling ball effect or if we're just grab. I just
don't know.
Just like... pawing at the whole thing.
I kind of swipe at it.
Swipe.
Like a cat batting at it like a fucking string.
Like, well, wait a minute. So there's got to be different ways. Are you going to go with the chip? Or are you going to slide?
Oh. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it really depends on
I think it depends on the size of her lips. But anyway, I digress. What?
Nothing. Nothing.
I think
at
it's
all.
A very logical answer. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a logical person.
I know you are.
I'm a problem solver. Again, another reason why I should be running your lives.
God help me.
You could use it with the shit you got going on. You could use a little. You could use a little bit more of me too.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Continue.
A little of me. Nobody wants too much of me.
No.
I'm for small doses of me.
He smoked small doses, like 3 hours worth.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then you know. I don't know. Is there? Can't we watch Rachel Maddow? No.
That would be a strong no.
Listen, Rachel is threatening.
To whom?
Listen, because if the girl might be bi, she's gonna want to go for Rachel, and Rachel will give it to her.
Well, Rachel's not actually in the room, so it's not. Gonna...
Yeah, but yeah, I don't need her getting turned on by the chick that looks like a dude. I don't need that.
Don't you? Isn't the whole idea just get her turned on in general?
No.
No matter how what it takes. What about girl-on-girl porn? That wouldn't work.
Unless I'm bringing a fucking girl over. Not going to help me tonight.
Huh. Okay.
That could be another date.
All right. That's date two.
Sure. We'll turn on Greta Van Susteren. Why not? Just be a party.
Two TVs? Greta versus Rachel?
No, they're on the same network now.
Oh, I know, but you'd need two TVs.
Well, they're on at different times.
TiVo.
No. Okay, nobody's fucking DVRing Greta Van Susteren.
No, they are not.
So anyway, So she's like, she's a little hesitant. So then I think to myself, well, what would Meatloaf do?
Get another dose? No. What would Meatloaf do?
Sure. I hearken back to Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Ah, okay.
Because that seems
stop
pretty...
right there!
So I'm like, fuck, where's Phil Rizzuto? He's not here. I'm on my own. And so then I have to go past that.
Oh, so you have to, like, motor through without the play-by-play.
I have the play-by-play going on in my head.
Yeah, but aren't you? How can you do that and then do math problems at the same time? I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm a modern Yankee fan, yes. So I'm already picturing how it's going to end when I channel my inner Michael Caine. Go, see ya. But you know, we're not at that point yet.
Right? No. Okay, we're still at the. Well, I don't know. I don't want to get a bad reputation.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, you already have one. Shit. Why'd you say that out loud?
It's like, how do you think that I met you?
Exactly. Why would you even be in my place if you didn't?
Yeah, why would I ask you out?
Exactly. And then, you know, but it's kind of that vibe. We go, I will never let you down.
Oh.
And by that, I'm
and when you hear that, ladies, run!
No, by that, I run! Really mean, like, I have, like, a device where I can fucking have you hanging. But you don't know that yet, because that's fucking hidden away by the slidey door.
You haven't opened that closet.
No, I have the slidey door. Not a real fucking. You remember the slidey door that I used to have?
I remember the sliding door. Nothing
says mouth like the slidey door.
What's on the back of that? No, it's a slidey door. There's nothing
on
the back of it.
It's sticking on a dust bunny. Don't you mind that. A
giant dust bunny.
Yes. And then, so I say, I will never let you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she lets me in.
Okay. But you are going to let her down. I mean, you've already let her down by drugging her.
No.
No. How no, Cosby?
Because she doesn't realize yes is what she was thinking.
Okay, so you're just sort of like helping her make her mind? Like you're, listen, you were like a counselor?
I have a BA in psychology. I know.
If Joe was here, I have to say it for him. You have a BS in psychology.
No, no.
I had to jump in there because he's not here to say that.
Joe doesn't know how to put two letters together. He wouldn't have come up with that.
He wouldn't have said that.
No, he wouldn't have. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you have this all worked out. Well, how did we get here? Oh, wait, that's what she says in the morning. Wait.
And then that's when I go, see ya!
Here's cab fare. Do you throw the
you
cab
were,
fare?
You were high. We went far. Now you're gone.
See ya! It all comes back to baseball.
It always does.
But wait, he went all the way. But wait, how did we get here in the first place?
My bid to be intergalactic leader.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god, I forgot the whole train of thought.
It started with hypocrisy.
I think that I've been roofied. I'm not being able to follow my own train of thought. I know. How do I get here? Poor people on the thruway. Mm. I have no idea what I'm doing.
So yeah. Yeah.
So
I will never let you down.
Oh, that's how we got here.
I will never let you down.
That's the most frightening thing that anybody could say.
Why?
Because
it's better than like I am going to constantly let you down.
I am going to just disappoint the shit out of you.
Listen, as long
that's
as
that's more honest.
As long as you have no expectations, we're going to be just fine. You don't want to hear that either.
No,
because you want a confident man that's full of shit. We all do.
No,
that's why. Yes, that's part of the cult of personality. Well, people are drawn to confident human beings.
I know, but
Donald Trump is very confident. People were drawn to that.
People are drawn to self-confidence, but it has to be backed up by something. That's why.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet and naive. It doesn't.
It should be.
I just want the veneer of confidence. How everything worked out, I don't fucking care. You're just going to make it better.
You're so full of it because you would be so disappointed by somebody who had the veneer of confidence but then disappointed you at every turn. You would be so
disappointed. But I'm not the average person.
No.
I got my own special issues. Again, totally self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. Like, I'm very aware that part of Obama. I told you why Obama won and why I was part. I'm sure I got swept up in that. Because there were so many reasons, but if you looked at it on just his experience, you go McCain.
Right.
But he didn't.
But no, and the thing was that not everything that. McCain's a cranky old man. I mean, sometimes he has really good points, and other times it's like, are you kidding me?
I understand. But listen, people want to feel safe.
Yes, they do.
People do not care. That you fuck them, as long as you hold them tight while you do it.
Or at least cuddle afterwards.
No, you don't even need to cuddle. Just fuck me good. Fuck me real good. Hold me in your strong arms. Give me a good fucking. That's really all I want. I don't want a wishy-washy fucking. I don't want a non-committal fucking.
Like a limp handshake.
Yeah, or a dick. That's what America voted for. A good, confident fucking.
Because the alternative was
perceived as a not confident fucking. Cold fuck.
Yes. Somebody that would just, like, not even
just kinda
warm you
there.
Up.
Just kind of lay there. So you'd have to grab your own ass while you fucked.
That's sad. Doing all the work.
America said no, electorally.
That sounds... Oh, never mind.
But America said we want a strong... confident fucking. We don't care how you fuck us. Just fuck us like you mean it.
Yeah, but not all of America said that. Not even the majority of Americans said that. They did not want that kind of fucking.
But the right Americans did.
No. I wouldn't go the right.
The Americans living in the right place.
On the right side.
Geographically, the Americans living in the right place.
In the middle.
Whatever it may be, they voted for this type of fucking.
Yeah,
And you know what? Just embrace it, baby. Just embrace the.
But you know how in relationships, how if you put the person like you make up an ideal of what the person that you're in a relationship is.
By the way, I demand you all do that of me.
We do.
Thank you.
We have an idealized version of you because otherwise, tragedy. if you have have this idealized person in your head. Most people do. And then once you have decided this is the person I love, you have thrown yourself in.
You're all in
with this person.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, if there are other things like red flags or little bits of information.
When you're in love, it's hard to overlook it.
Little warning signs or little red flags come up that contradict your ideal of what that person is. You ignore them.
A lot of America loved chocolate president.
Yes.
And now a lot of America loves orange president. And both times we overlook those flags because you're in love.
You know what? It's like chocolate is good, but you can't live on a diet of it all alone. Eventually you're going to look to something like...
Now we got nuts.
Circus peanuts. Yeah. You're gonna turn to something else. You had a lot of sweet, then you're going to go to savory. You need something different.
And that's why you should vote for me, because I'm fucking something different.
You're fucking something different.
No, you know what I am? I am the crunchies and the ice cream cake.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
This is
an interesting metaphor.
You don't realize you need me, but you would miss me if I wasn't there. And I'm kind of hanging out somewhere between the vanilla and the chocolate. I'm not sweet like the icing. I'm just kind of the glue that holds this whole shit together.
You just turned yourself into Cookie Puss.
If need be. Sexy
but that,
Puss.
That crunchy chocolate crunch, whatever it is that's in that.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck I am.
It's delicious.
Yes.
And
Listen, that's why I'd be perfect to run, because you don't know what the fuck I am.
Well, you know, we say that a lot.
Right. But if I was gone, you know something was missing.
Something was missing. We'd yearn for the crunchy center.
I am the crunchy center, America.
Lisa wants strawberry. I don't know what I can do for you about that. We don't have a strawberry candidate
right now. There's no third-party choices here.
Yeah, it's either chocolate or vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean that metaphorically. I don't mean that racially.
No, I do.
You do?
I absolutely do.
What, you think that there was no way that we were going to get another chocolate president went back-to-back?
Ooh, well,
chocolate
the only
president's
one the only
back
one was running
back.
Was Ben Carson, so no.
No, yeah, no. No.
No,
no.
I mean.
Not
I,
possible. Speaking of
do
roofies.
Do I think it was possible? Sure, if somebody like Colin Powell ran?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Or Cory Booker.
America wasn't going to vote for. No, it would have had to be a Republican. It would have had to be a Republican African-American that the left could kind of get behind.
Colin Powell, okay.
Colin Powell.
Yeah.
Because the people on the right were not going to go for...
They're not going to have another year.
They weren't going to go for an inexperienced, quote-unquote, inexperienced, idealistic young black senator back-to-back.
Right. True.
As popular as Obama was, that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
If somebody like a Colin Powell, somebody who's respected on both sides, a prestigious man,
mm-hmm.
very well-spoken, has a lot of clout behind him, sure.
Yeah.
Could have happened.
Yeah, it could have happened.
But Colin Powell's way too smart for that.
No, he knew better than to do this. Lisa wants Denzel Washington. Honey, we're not talking about in our dreams. We're talking about in the White House.
Really? I'm not fucking sending people over to fuck you, Lisa. not until I'm in office.
She thought that we were her pimp daddies.
That could be part of my platform.
Well, we were talking
about... A cock in every cunt?
Jesus Christ.
I don't like to use that word, but it really. For alliteration purposes.
Yeah,
I'm purely doing it as a slave to English.
Okay.
That's
so it was
purely.
So it was just poetic.
Yes.
It was not necessarily filthy.
It was a little filthy.
Gross.
But think about. Could you imagine? I would get the woman's rope.
Well,
because I'm not specifying if it's a real cock or a fake cock.
Just whatever's going to do the job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm making sure everybody's working. I'm the jobs president. Hand jobs, blow jobs.
Any kind of job you want. I'm your man.
See, look at it. It's just evolving how good I can be for everybody. Think about it. If you heard he's running on the cock and every cunt platform, as a woman, you're kind of interested.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Sure. You want to learn more.
How's that work?
Exactly. And now I have your attention. And then now that I have you in here.
And more.
Exactly.
but not the roofies, no. Not that way.
We'll
no, we're not going to Cosbyize this platform.
But again, it's not going to happen because the wife said no.
Yeah,
so. It's a shame.
There we go.
It's all her fault. It's all moot.
It's
all moot. Because she did not want me to be the best me I could be.
The best you for everybody.
Right. because we didn't sign up for this. Well, there's not a fucking petition. No, it's not on change.org.
No, I think that I actually, my personal opinion is I don't think that, what the hell, Melania signed up for this. I think that she's got that look on her face most of the time because she's like, I hate you for making me do this.
Donald, now when you cheat on me, I'm going to it's going to raise issues.
because people will be paying attention and put it in the newspaper.
She is very unhappy, I think. That is pure speculation.
On my part, I'm just looking at...
Me and Melania are not Facebook friends, so I don't want to...
You're not close like me and Bernie?
You know, I'm kind of waiting to see if I'm going to get, like, a Melania Trump friend request, like, from somebody. Because, I mean, she's a model. And the scammers always take models.
Yeah, they do. But I wouldn't that be a really strange one? Because what are the chances that, you know, Melania Trump wants to be friends with anybody?
No, but people don't fucking know.
No, they don't. Oh, if a Catfish television show is any indication, what people are willing to believe who they think has reached out to them and wants to be their truest love, yeah. Katy Perry. People are completely delusional. That's how these crazy things happen in our world, because people... do not look for the red flags. They don't want anything to rock their delusional little world.
Yes.
Whatever their delusion might be. Their delusion might be that they're the most beautiful woman on the planet. You might be the most beautiful woman in the bar tonight, honey, but you're not the most beautiful woman in the planet. You might think that you are like the greatest human being. Everybody has flaws. You might think
I'm the greatest human being. We've already established that. Who else is running on the cock in every cunt platform?
I actually
most I've ever
have
said
not
the word
seen.
Cunt. And you know what? It's really quite invigorating. I'm really
that's what you said last night.
I'm really enjoying this word because I've always been afraid of this word, but now I'm embracing the cunt.
Oh, are you grabbing it?
No, those are only pussies.
Okay.
To grab a cunt would be vulgar.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I'm not vulgar.
In every way possible.
Yes.
But I would not like to see this on like lawn signs everywhere. I would really not like to see that platform.
I would use like the little ampersand
sign. Or little hats.
My hats would look way better.
Oh, my God. Yeah, screaming that?
No, it would just be like, you know, like a cylinder-like object yawning into a big vacuous hole.
The old hot dog and donut trick?
Sure. But class it up more.
Class it up?
That's the way
how exactly are you classing this up?
A little bow tie.
Would it be asparagus going into
a little bow tie, maybe a little top hat? Makes everything nice.
I was just trying to think what would be the classy version of the donut. I don't know.
one of those cruller donuts.
Well,
a cronut.
A cronut.
A
cronut. That's the classy version.
A cronut.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go bagel, but then it's too ethnic.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Although... Mm-hmm. I'd be an everything bagel. I'm all inclusive. Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
But then what would be the hot dog?
The hot dog?
What would be the Jewish version of the hot dog?
I'm all inclusive. We're going fucking what's the one that the Coney Island one? Because I'm all American baby.
What are you
going
to be, a Nathan's hot dog going
yes.
into an everything bagel? That's your platform?
Yes. All American, but I'm for everybody. Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Yes, I will. Yes, I'm hungry.
And again, yes, I can, and you should. Again, another slogan. I'm ready to go.
You're full of them, or full of it, or something.
Don't be negative. Don't be negative.
Well, our Canadian is saying Timbits. Well, we don't have Tim here, so that's something that we don't.
That's Tim Hortons?
Yeah. So she's speaking Canadian at us again. Yeah.
Kennedys.
Cheese dog.
Learn the language, damn it. It's a boot time.
Eh?
Eh.
No, you know, she was taking the Canadian version of it because, I mean, you wanted to be intergalactic. I think the international version of it would be she would have to be your spokesperson in Canada. She clearly speaks the Canadian language.
Yes.
Yes. So she would be very helpful with this. Timbits, you're killing me. But I am intrigued by your platform because this...
I get them in.
Yeah, get it in. I think that both sexes would be intrigued by this platform because I have not yet met a hot dog that wasn't looking... I mean, we're talking heteronormative, of course, but I've not yet met a hot dog that was looking for
but, you
a
know,
donut.
I'm gonna have two slogans.
Wasn't.
I'm gonna have two slogans. One,
okay.
Hot dog and an everything bagel.
Okay.
And another, hot dog get going into a bun. So it doesn't have to be heteronormative.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good.
Again,
good.
I'm thinking everything, people. I got. We just have to get me there.
But wait, you have to have like two buns together too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, well, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those that'd be donuts.
Two donuts.
Yeah.
And
glazed.
And one of the
because once those donuts get together,
one of those donuts is holding a crawler, like a glazed stick, you know.
Maybe no, one of the donuts is holding a hot dog.
Yeah, well, whatever. However, it's getting it in there. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, we've pretty much covered it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything in glaze at this point.
If the presidency is going well, the campaign is doing well.
Lisa's on board. She likes this platform.
Anybody would.
I mean, why not?
I should be your overlord. I mean, there's no arguing.
No, no. I've had enough of overlords. Thank
you'll
you.
You'll be fine. Yeah, no. I'm a good...
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
You'll be fine.
No.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
No dissent.
See? There you go. There's the fascism creeping in. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
I'm not corrupted all the time. Just don't be a bitch. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, you need to fucking fall in line and figure that shit out now, don't you? You need to have an internal conversation with yourself to fucking follow everybody else. You're the problem.
Don't be a bitch. Don't be a
yes!
Don't be
again,
a bitch. No, I can't.
Well, you know what? Again, I'm offering self-help. It's on you if you don't take it. I'm doing outreach.
Offering self-help? What are you, Scientologist?
I'm everything you need and more.
I don't want any religions. I don't believe...
It's not religion. I'm trying to make you a better you because I'm as good as I can be. So I'm trying to help everybody else.
Well, and actually, you know, I would be more inclined to listen to you only because you don't believe in the big grandpa in the sky. All of this, I want daddy to be my president. I want daddy to oversee me and tell me what to do.
I want daddy to spank me. What? Where's that
going? Wait. Now I'm bored. What? What? You got my interest again.
See? I'm inclusive.
Yeah, I know. See, daddy always comes back into it somehow. Damn it. Not my daddy. No, that's gross.
I understand.
Yeah. But you're all inclusive. So
I'm like a trip to Cabo Wabo.
How's that? What?
All inclusive.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I have never been on one of those kind of trips. Like a cruise
you vote
or
for me, everybody gets a trip.
You sound like when like middle schoolers are running for office at school, they're like, and we won't have to pay for lunches anymore. As a matter of fact, it's gonna be all dessert lunch.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Have you met our nation?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so
I know.
I,
how do you think I got to be this size? I know how what our nation is like.
I am the pulse of the people. I know what they want to hear.
You're the colon of the people that you have been
no,
filled with things.
No, no, I just know what they want to hear.
well, yeah, but you know what? You don't always, we're like children in with some respects. You don't always want to give everybody to access everything that they ask for.
Oh, up until I get the gig, I do.
You want to promise it.
Sure, that doesn't cost me a thing.
Yeah, but then you're not going to fulfill.
I don't know. I mean, at some point, don't you have to take responsibility for yourself?
Yeah, you do have to take responsibility.
Well, pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Don't fucking rely on me.
Well, but
you wanted small. You wanted less intrusive government. Fucking do something, you taker. You see, I got it all down, baby. I can go any way with this.
You're talking to me about less intrusive government. What? What? I want less intrusive government. I don't want them like sneaking around and looking into my stuff or worrying about what I'm doing in my bedroom.
When I am president, I will not look in your shit.
Thank you.
I will not look in your car. It's a fucking mess, but I won't look.
No, it's scary in there, so don't look. It's scary in my head. Don't creep in there either.
I am everything to everybody while staying true to me.
That's impossible.
No, it's. Have you met me? I can do a lot of cool things.
I've met you. I think that is absolutely impossible.
Just today, in like 15 minutes, I came up with a show that's going to be pitched on TV, for TV. So I can do anything. If I can do that.
That was just in the shower.
No, it wasn't. It was Kevin Israel. He gave me an idea, so now he's going to be part of it.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So
trust me, Kevin and Israel and I were not talking in the shower. But anyway, so we'll see what happens with that.
Hold on a second. Wait, back up. Wait, don't talk about that some more.
No. You can visualize Kevin all you want in the shower on your time. That's not my problem.
No, it was both of you.
No, I'm not there.
Back rubbing.
I'm rubbing the country. A rubbing tongue in every parlor.
Well, here's another campaign promise.
Sure. I'm going to rub you like it.
I'm going to rub you like you've never been rubbed before.
Sure.
Kevin Israel in the shower with me. Wait a minute.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did. I heard it. That's what I heard.
I did not.
So Joe's apparently going to be here in 5 minutes.
I'm sure Joe will be on board. We're not going to discuss this when Joe's here. Because Joe's a negative Nelly. He won't see the brilliance of me.
Joe will not see the brilliance of the two guys in the shower.
When Joe gets here, we're going to take our first break.
Everybody getting a rub.
Because we have filled almost an hour with this bullshit.
Oh, my God. We have talked about this horseshit for an hour.
I am losing interest in this. So I don't even want to be your leader anymore. I am tired of
you. You exhausted yourself.
Exactly. You guys had your chance. You just fucking jumped on board. It was a hell of 55. It was a hell of 55 minutes I gave you.
That was a hell of a rally that we just had.
It is exhausting leading you people.
I know, because we want a lot, Daddy.
Yes.
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 It's really exhausting being a leader in that respect. In all honesty, when you have to be the one that everybody comes to, I mean, I had a soupçon of this kind of experience when I worked in my old job with the evil overlords, and I had a lot of responsibility, and I used to have days where I would say, everybody off of my teats, I am so tired, go suckle somebody else, I'm exhausted, no more milk for anybody else. I was just exhausted. Everybody, it's really tiring leading people and having everybody be, but I need to know, can you help me with, tell me what to do. Oh my God. Go do something for yourself.
See, that's why my style of leadership is best. I lead, but I let you lead yourself.
Yeah, you know, and that is really great if you have the time to teach people to fish. But sometimes you just don't have the time. All day long, everybody coming in, can you help me hook this line again? Oh, my God!
That's tiring. That's where simple, go fuck yourself.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, well, that's why you're not ready to lead.
No. I was ready to leave, and I did that. It was great.
I am ready to lead. As your overlord, I will tell you, citizens of the world, and when you're being annoying, I'll tell you, ladies and people of our planet, people of Mars, you're being a little annoying. I think it's time you guys go fuck yourselves. I'm going to be over here. Get your shit together. When you improve yourselves and make yourselves worthy to be presented to me, I will help again.
Ah, but see, the thing is, when you're in the position of actually being the overlord, you can do things like that. But
sure.
If you are sandwiched between the people and the overlords, yeah.
Yeah, I don't deal with middle management.
Yeah,
it's
not a pretty place to be.
Yeah, I'll put you in middle management where you belong.
No.
You'll have a position.
No. Been there. Out.
You're perfect for it.
Out.
You're perfect for it.
Oh, no.
I need somebody who's sick 3 days a week. I need that.
Oh, I'm your woman.
Exactly. I need somebody who I don't know if they can make it till Friday. That's what I need.
Excuse me, boss.
Yes.
I think I'm going to need the rest of the day off.
Yes. That's what I need.
I'm in.
Well, there you go. See how I won you over? I know what makes you tick.
You know I'm easy, though. You know exactly.
It's one of my favorite things about you.
You know the easy button. Just bring up coffee, cats, Wynwood, or you can have 3 days off because you're sick. I'm in. I'm good. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Desert Island Discs. Yeah. You know what my picks are going to be. Everybody knows these things. I'm really very in that respect, except for the fact that I talk a lot of crazy shit and I think a lot of crazy shit. But pretty much on the outside, on the surface, I'm pretty basic.
Oh, yeah. You're a basic bitch.
I am a basic
bitch.
You're
a basic bitch.
I admit this.
You're easy.
Well, Mr. Hillock said yes. I am. I'm a real easy person. It's like you don't know what to buy me for my birthday. You did the best thing. Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
There you go. I'm in. I'm good. That's all. Easy to please.
I make people happy, but not too happy.
Well, yeah, because then they're insufferable, and
exactly.
They always want more.
Exactly.
You know, it's like if you win the lottery, if you said, okay, I'm going to give all my friends, like, I want a ton of money. I'm going to give everybody I know $10,000. It wouldn't be enough for some people. They'd be like, 10? 10? What am I going to do with 10?
That's why I promise you nothing.
Yeah, I know. And then if you get something,
you're happy.
You're happy.
I know how to do this
shit. Aim low. Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Hey
Joe.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Oh, poor Joe. He walks in. We're just going,
we're
aim low. And then I say, hi, Joe. Sorry. It's such a worst leading line.
By the way,
coming
for the
in.
Record,
saying hello.
Yeah, hello.
Full of fucking goal.
No, she said aim low. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, and I want to put it for the record,
it was her that did the preemptive shitting on you.
No, as soon as I realized what it was out of my mouth, I'm like, great.
Pedal. I'll fucking double down. Don't you know how to win shit?
No,
you
I'm double not down. Double down. I was backing off because I realized, oh
and
man,
that's
that
why
came
you're
out
only
going
to be middle management in my cabinet.
In your cabinet, that's fine.
Your middle management.
That's fine. As long as I'm not in the pine box, I'm good.
Keep it up, you might be.
I know, the pine cabinet. Yes.
So we've decided I'll be a wonderful overlord for the galaxy. You missed it. I'm sure you would have agreed perfectly.
Poor Joe. He's like, oh, I'm so glad I was late.
Yeah, so we're gonna take our first break on that.
Yeah.
Let Joe get settled in. On the break, new music from Ellie Jane with Clocks and Amico. Ellie Jane with Clocks.
Okay.
Ellie Jane's the artist. Clocks is the song. And Amico with Simple Love. And you can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com.